In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings, happy Thanksgiving and blessed Advent season. This is Dina Marie of Faith Moments, and it is great to join you once again. We're beginning a new year, so happy new year. I'm recording this just a day before Thanksgiving, and I want to begin, as those of you who are watching the podcast on the YouTube channel, I want to invite you to an Advent retreat that is really going to help you get started in the new year and to embrace this Advent season and to maybe go deeper into what is this Advent, these 4 weeks, all about. I'm going to be offering an Advent morning retreat in Forest Grove, Oregon, with an amazing community at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church. So come and meet us in the parish hall on Saturday, November 29th. We'll be gathering from 9:30 to 11. You can come a little early for fellowship and refreshments. It's absolutely free. I'd love to have all of the St. Anthony parishioners come, and those of you who live in the area, or make a little road trip and come out to Forest Grove on Saturday morning, the 29th of November, right as we hit the first Sunday of Advent. The theme, share your joy with the world. And in fact, one of the scriptures that you're going to hear today in our readings, "Let us walk in the light of the Lord," is really going to help to enlighten us as we move through this Advent season. So I hope you join us for this Advent retreat in Forest Grove at St. Anthony Catholic Church in the Forest Grove area. All of the details are on the website, dinamarie.org. Well, welcome to this first Sunday of Advent. And welcome to year A. We've been reading in year C for the cycle of readings over this last year, and now we're moving into a new series of readings for this year A. And it's a beautiful time in the church to start anew. So remember, this is a new year beginning in Advent, not for January 1, the calendar year, but for our liturgical year. We begin on this first Sunday of Advent. So I want to open with this collect prayer for the first Sunday of Advent and lead us into reflecting on the beauty of this season. So let us pray. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming, so that gathered at his right hand, they may be worthy to possess the kingdom of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Now let's just go into that collect for just a moment, because we're again asking Almighty God to grant us, the faithful, to grant us resolve. We're asking for resolve to meet Christ. But what do we need? Righteous deeds. Okay, so how are we living our life to meet Christ at his coming, to welcome him at his coming? So we can be worthy, what? To possess the kingdom of heaven. This is the end goal. This is where our eyes are always focused, on heaven. We are living here now, so we need to take advantage of every single moment to make it a blessing, to repent when things are going right, and to go on the right path. But what a beautiful prayer to lead us into the time of Advent. So let's listen to these readings for the first Sunday of Advent. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. This is what Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain,
and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come and say, come, let us climb to the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem, built as a city with compact unity, to it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Because of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly, as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the meal. One will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of the night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I usually open by saying what the theme or this thread will be in these readings. And one of the themes that I want to pull out and focus on today, this first Sunday of Advent in year A, is live in light. Live in light. If you look outside, and I was out running some errands yesterday, and by 5 o'clock, it was so dark. It was pouring down rain here in Cowlitz County. It was just so dark at 5 o'clock. And even when we got up in the morning, well, we get up early, 5:36, 7 o'clock, 7:30, it's finally starting to get light. We have just so much darkness. And doesn't it affect your mood sometimes? I mean, I remember not too many days ago, we had some blue sky and you just seem to have a little more energy, a little bit more focus on, you know, having this positive attitude. But when it's dark and cloudy and dreary and droomy, you just kind of maybe just feel a little sluggish, maybe not quite awake. So we want to live in the light. Maybe that means you need to light a couple of candles in these fall and soon to be winter days in the Pacific Northwest when it is that dark. Maybe that's why we have these Christmas lights that adorn our streets and our homes, and we start to light our Christmas trees to bring that light. But what should it remind us of? It should remind us of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I love in this book of Isaiah, and we're going to hear a lot from Isaiah and the prophets during the season of Advent, but here is this promise of what the Messiah will bring. And really, one of the words that comes out is peace, and the different activities that are happening with the peoples at the end of this particular reading from Isaiah chapter 2, they'll beat their swords into plowshares. So instead of fighting, we're going to be nurturing the ground. We're going to be building a garden. Spears will turn into pruning hooks, and swords will not be coming for war. So there's this element of peace, of unity, of working together, of coming together as a family, not as warring against one another, with the house of the Lord. And the people want to go seek. And where is the home of the Lord? It's up high. Let us climb to the Lord's mountain. You know, we look upward. I've mentioned this before because it's beautiful in the scriptures. Seek what is above. That's why I love going to Mount Angel Abbey and Mount Angel, Oregon, because you go up to this hill. I mean, it's not a huge, big hill, but you go up to the top of that area and you can look down into the valley. It's just a beautiful perspective up at the hilltop, up on the hilltop, right? We shout the good news and we want to go up to the Lord's mountain where we see light. I know just a couple of days ago, I was looking out and I told my husband, I said, you know, I know, Rob, that these clouds, they're not very high up. And if we could just go a little bit higher up, we'd see the light. We'd see the sun. We'd see the blue sky. I know it's there. I know it's there. But right now we have these clouds just hovering, misty, with this kind of moisture and wetness, drizzle and droominess. Gloominess, but I know the light is there. I know the light of Christ is right here. It's within me. It's within you. He's within you. He's within me. And so let us walk in the light of the Lord. And so how are you walking in your daily life? I know as I think back into the different decades of my life and the different eras and the seasons of my life, there was a chunk of time where I was really focused on not walking to the light of the Lord or to his holy mountain, but I wanted to get a better job. I wanted to get a better insurance program. I wanted to get some better retirement funds. I wanted to be able to travel to the places of the world. And I was focused on these things I could accomplish or things I could do, things I could have. Well, if I could just have things like those people over there, if I could just have a little bit bigger house, if I could just have a fancier car, wouldn't everything be great? And I realized, hello, no, then you get there and then where? And then where? And then where? Where is the greater place? Well, it's in the kingdom of God. And we're promised that, to keep our eyes focused on that as we navigate in these dark days. We navigate by bringing light into our homes. We start with that basic cell of society in the domestic church. We call it. in our homes and our families, whether that's a family of one, whether that's a family of 12, whatever that is for you, we start with bringing light into our home. And then we go into the parish, into that church community that nourishes us with the sacramental life that we can receive the graces God wants to give us so we can go out into that world and be those beacons of light. So we can truly say, let us walk in the light of the Lord. St. Paul, in so many places, but this is in the book of Romans, chapter 13. Jesus has come, right? The Messiah has come. He's been crucified. He rose on the third day. He arose into heaven. He ascended into heaven. He sent down the Holy Spirit. All of that has happened. And now the early church has been formed in different places, whether it's in Ephesus and in Rome, in Corinth, all of these places. And so Paul writes these letters and he's telling the people it's time to be awake because we know the second coming is coming. This is a great theme in Advent. We probably think, oh, it's all about the birth of the Christ child. And yes, it is about the birth of the Christ child because we're preparing for the feast. So liturgically, for 4 weeks, you see this color of purple or a violet. It has a little bit more of a bluish tint to it in the Advent season to remind us of Mary, the Holy Family, the birth of Christ. But it is penitential. Repent. Turn away from sin. Receive the glory of God. Live in the light of the Lord. And so Paul is saying, hey, throw off the darkness. It's not, we can't live in that state anymore. We can't live in that gloom. Even though we still have these seasons where in fall and winter, it could be dark, it could be rainy and drizzly, and maybe we feel sluggish and lukewarm, and we just want to be in our comfort zone, want to throw on that extra blanket and just kind of hunker down. But we are called to be witnesses of life, of light. So put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the desires of the flesh, says St. Paul. And so we're called at this new year. Now our world, our health coaches and our business coaches and life coaches are all going to say, you know, let's set some goals for 2026. Okay, let's set some spiritual goals and make a good examination of conscience of where have I fallen short in my relationship with God, in my relationship with others? How am I treating the poor? How am I treating the stranger? How am I treating those that I can't stand or those that I don't get along with or those who I would consider my enemy? Those who are sick and sorrowful and suffering. Where is my heart? And to make a good confession during this time of Advent. Jesus has this parable. He tells a story, and in it, he's reminding us to stay awake. To stay awake, be paying attention to what's happening in your life. What are the opportunities you have to be a beacon of light? You know, people are rushing around, at least right now, it's before Thanksgiving. Now it's going to be before Christmas. And you see people darting here to there and they're running themselves ragged for what? Are they experiencing the joy of Jesus? Are they sharing the joy? Are they embracing the love in family life? Are they just scattered and stretching themselves so thin that now they can't be of good to anyone, to their boss at work, to their coworkers and their team, to the volunteer team that they work with in their parish, to their family? Are we stretching ourselves too thin? Are we paying attention to the wrong things? You know, in the story about Moses, you know, God gave Moses instructions. I'm going to wipe out the planet with this flood. You and your family will be spared. Go do this. Go build this ark. Make it the specific size and bring two of every animal and creature. And the people mocked him. And the people said, what are you doing? Preparing for heaven, preparing for the coming of the Lord. following what God has called us to do, to follow and obey the word of God, to be loyal to the King. We just celebrated, right? The feast of the solemnity of Christ, the King of the universe. Who's the King of your heart? Is it Christ the King? We need a King who's going to protect the people, who's going to lead them to a good, holy place. We need a good King. Christ is that King. But the people just continue to do their own thing. Really, what Paul was saying, the desires of the flesh, being merry, eating and drinking, and they weren't concerned about the sin that was infecting their hearts. The drunkenness, the promiscuity, the lust, they were just stuck in their own mediocrity, their lukewarmness, their self-centeredness, that they didn't look to see what Noah was all about. He was being prepared. God told me to be prepared. I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to stay awake so that thief doesn't enter my house. The thief of sin, the thief of the devil who wants you to sin, who wants you to stay in those little sins. We do those little sins. Those little sins add up to big sins, add up to bigger sins. And then we can just kind of write it off. Well, you know, that's just the way it is. And there's no sin anymore. No, there is sin. We need to turn away, repent, and receive the gospel of light through God's grace and love. I want to share with you this little excerpt in Conversations with God, because it's just sweet. And it reminds me of, boy, the joy of the papacy of Pope St. John Paul II. But it says this, it says, in reminding us to ready ourselves in the Advent season to look to prayer and penance. Just before Christmas in 1980, Pope John Paul II was with over 2,000 children in a Roman parish, and he began his catechesis with this dialogue. He said, "How are you preparing for Christmas?" "By praying," shouted the children. That's what the children said, "by praying." "Very good, by praying," the Pope says. "But you also must go to confession. You must go to confession so that you can go to communion later. Will you do that?" In an even louder voice, the thousands of children replied, "We will." And John Paul II tells them, "Yes, you ought to go." Lowering his voice, he whispers, "The Pope will also go to confession so as to receive the child Jesus worthily." So we go to confession, we recognize that we're not perfect, that only God is perfect. Mary was created immaculately conceived, and so she has a special grace. But each and every one of us have that hardness of heart that can grow harder, but it can also grow more soft with our prayers, with our confessions, with repenting and putting on the light of Christ instead of living in the darkness. And so even though we're surrounded by the darkness in the world, indifference, let us put on the light of Christ. Let us rid ourselves of those things that block us, of the vision of God. Let go of those things. Throw them away. Put them into the confessional and let Jesus cleanse them with his grace and his mercy. Let us pray. O Lord of light, our world awaits you in the darkness of disbelief, ignorance, indifference, and sin. Waken us to sing your praise as we prepare in this season to greet your return with ready joy, who live and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Advent to all of you.
You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.